Welcome to SearchScotland.org, podcast 16 March 2013. A visit to Largs in Ayrshire. Interview with Amy from Nardini's Cafe. After a long day at Calburn and the Secret Forest, as well as an interview with Patrick, Lord Glasgow of Calburn Country Estate, and a trip up the Hailey Brae to look at the view which overlooks Largs, Cumbrae, Little Cumbrae, Arran, and most of the Firth of Clyde, we were starving. Nardini's Cafe took care of our hunger. And you can read the review on our blogs at searchscotland.org/blog.html. We also managed to grab 5 minutes of Amy's time. She has been working for Nardini's for over 4 years. Before we start, please remember that you can advertise in these blogs as well as the podcast. If you're interested, please contact us via email at info@searchscotland.org or through our website. So, first question, opening times. Especially now
with
summer.
In summer, we're not in summer yet, but 9 until 10 in the summer.
Okay.
9 till 9 in winter.
9 until 9 in winter. Is there any kind of special menus at different types of at different times of the day?
Breakfast from 9:30 till 12.
Okay. Are there any kind of events planned for this year? Are you gonna host any kind of events or?
We have a winter event programme, but it's not been finalised yet, so I don't know what's on it just now.
Are you going to be taking part in this Largs Music Festival?
Not that I'm aware of. We also have a tea time special, see, for the special menus. Between 6 and 8 we have a special one.
And what is that?
It's fish and chips, tea, bread and butter. And 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream for $7.95.
Sounds good. So, see, I had the fish and the kids had the fish for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Honest answer, is the fish all prepared here? Especially the batter and stuff.
The batter's made here
because
and the
it's
fish.
Divine.
The fish is brought in and battered here.
Because it really is good.
Yeah.
What do you think sets you apart here? Especially the Nardini Cafe from the rest of the restaurants in Largs.
All our food's fresh. There's nothing. They make everything themselves.
Okay.
The tartar sauce is homemade. It's not bought in. They make the batter. They make as much as they can.
Also the sandwiches. I mean, when I used to come here, it's been a while since I've been here, and always seemed as if the kind of main menu was really sandwiches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Has that changed?
No, it's still soup and sandwiches and fish and chips, scampi. But because we've got the restaurant as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you're wanting something more substantial, it's easy enough just to come.
The history. Now, I know this place was closed for a while.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is who opened it? Was there any real changes in the place?